seen the interviews, and now it's time for Sam Natas to go head-to-head with Matt McClain. Let's go to the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is an anything goes match and will carry no time limit. Already in the ring, we have a BACW legend as well as a WWA hardcore icon. He has a record 20 miles long and it has blood on it every inch of the way.
As you can hear the crowd cheering for Sam Goddamn Natas, folks, this match is going to be a war. McClain is no joke and Natas, well, he's just absolutely nuts. Folks, close the doors and lock the children in their room, because this match is going to be hell on earth.
This man comes from a place we do not dare mention and is only known in certain circles as Evil Sam Goddamn Natas!
What can you say about Sam Natas? But listen to this reception. They love Sam Natas in Austin, Texas.
Good Lord, what in the hell are the seconds dragging down to the ringside area for Sam Goddamn Natas, folks? It appears to be an oversized burlap sack, and good Jesus. Hey, is that moving? He'll put that near me. Well, what's in there, Sam? Hoffa's body parts? Folks, I'm going to move because, believe it or not, whatever Sam has in this bag... Oh, my God, is it growling? Ah! Oh, my... It just jumped! Come on, Sam! Can you move this thing to the other side of the ring? What? Why? Because it stinks like fish! Well, folks, like the smell or not, it looks like this stained, disgusting bag is here to stay. As the lights in the arena dim, leaving the crowd in darkness, you can see bright flashes of light start to burst throughout the arena. And you know what, folks? I think this is the entrance for Matt McClain. A hush has fallen over the crowd. Oh! Multicolored lights start to explode all across the arena floor. And Michael Stuffer is ready to introduce the Crippler. Take it away, Stuffer!
And his opponent, he hails from Houston, Texas, and weighed in tonight at 235 pounds, wearing the colors of the national champion, Texas Longhorns. This is the Crippler, Matt McClain!
As Matt McClain steps onto the entranceway looking around the arena, would you look at that grin playing across his face, raising both arms in the air as the crowd roars with disapproval. I think everyone here in Texas hates Matt McClain. Slowly making his way to the ring dressed in a pair of black metallic tights, you see the words Longhorns written down the left leg, and as his white patent leather boots, which bear the outline of the state of Texas, come down the aisle with McClain. Get this, folks, Matt McClain's boots are actually blinking on and off. Well, that's certainly going to piss Natas off. Folks, looking at Matt McClain wearing the colors of the national championship, Texas Longhorns, you know what? He may be a prick, but... Oh, you know what? Oh, great. Folks, Sam Natas has a microphone, and apparently he's going to address Matt McClain before McClain even gets into the ring. Well, you know what? I'm not going to stop him. Take it away, Sam.
WWA. Tonight, McClain puts it on the table, and we get to see just how extensive his knowledge of wrestling is. Maybe he knows how to do a few suplexes, and maybe he knows how to do a few pile drivers, but I know how to beat someone's ass, and that's just what I'm going to do tonight when we do our business right here in this ring. He's going to be bleeding, he's going to be broken, and the time for talking has come to an end. Let's do this thing.
And let's do this thing we will. McClain can't take it anymore. Coming through the ropes, Natas immediately goes to work with wild out of control punches, and McClain can't stop the barrage. Off the nylon and into the opposite side of the ropes, courtesy of a hard Irish whip, goes Matt McClain, and charging forward is Sam Natas. And whoa! Sam Natas just drove his knee right into the face of the Crippler. Down goes Matt McClain onto the logo. McClain does a backwards crab, retreating into the corner, and I don't blame him. And here comes Natas hot on his trail with a series of boots to the face, checks, neck, stomach, and leg areas. The referee can do nothing about it but watch Sam Natas apply a blatant chokehold. Come on, Natas, break the hold. McClain counters with the double thumbs to the eyes of the evil one and breaking the double fisted choke, rolling under the bottom ropes, looking looking for a fresh start, Matt McLean looks completely overwhelmed by Sam Natas' erratic style. Stepping over the top ropes and dropping down onto the floor, Natas yanks McLean up by the arm and pulling him towards the direction of the steel stairs. McLean reverses the whip and Natas head over heels tumbles over the steel stairs, and that had a sting. McLean is finally starting to get some momentum going and reaching into the car. Oh, my God. Hey, don't hand him that frying pan, folks. A fan just handed Matt McLean a frying pan. Oh, over the head of Sam Natas with a clang. And down goes the father of extreme. Up onto the apron and into the ring goes Matt McLean, and he's staggering to his feet. Yes, he's getting hold of himself. He's getting his equilibrium, and Natas doesn't see him. McLean is charging up over the top ropes and down onto Natas with a textbook corkscrew plancha, and Matt McLean is on fire, smashing into the railing from the impact. Sam Natas looks confused, and I don't blame him. That had to hurt Natas. Pulling Sam to his feet, McLean twists him into an inverted DDT, but the dazed Natas is quick to rake the eyes, avoiding the move. Nasty elbow rocks McLean's world, and look out! Even flow DDT counter right into the small mats, and Sam Natas, folks, has a momentum shifting in his direction once again. Natas is feeling extreme and snapping a chair close. He's placing it on the ground and he's looking for the unprettier. Grabbing the arms and rotating McLean face down towards a steel chair. Natas sits into the move and Jesus Christ Superstar. Did you see Matt McLean's face bounce off that unforgiving steel? McLean is now busted open bad and Natas is going for the win. One, two, no, McLean kicks out, folks, and this one's going to continue. Sam Natas has fought his heart out, but, folks, Matt McLean is also leaving nothing in the tank. It's a war that is so carefully planned by each man that I'm not even sure who's going to win this contest. Natas was just, wait a minute, hey, don't give Natas a beer. He's wrestling, for Christ's sake. Sam Natas was just handed a beer from one of the ringside fans. Hey, don't drink that. Oh, he just smashed that cup into Matt McLean's face, and Natas rolls his opponent back into the ring, and good Lord, he's bringing in the sledge. The crowd gets to their feet, sensing something extreme, and as Natas raises a weapon of extreme over his head, he charges forward with the fires of hell in his eyes. Natas swings and he misses McLean, who now has a sleeper hold on, and Natas is fading fast. I'm not sure if Sam Natas is going to be able to get out of this submission because McLean has him dead set in the middle of the ring. McLean squeezes tighter. Oh my God, no, low blow by Natas with the sledgehammer to the balls of McLean, and I hope Matt McLean wasn't planning on having any more children. Dropping the sledgehammer in the corner of the ring, Natas tosses McLean into the ropes, and here comes a cripple around the rebound. Up and over, back body drop, and down goes McLean over the top ropes and arching his back in pain. Natas steps through and he makes the cover. One, two, no, kick out by McLean, folks, and this one's going to continue. Natas rolls McLean back into the ring and following. Thus far, Matt McLean has not made any covers, but one has to wonder what this guy is waiting for. What is Matt McLean planning? If it has to be done, it better be done soon, because Sam Natas is on a roll. Natas lifts McLean from the canvas and pulling him into pile driver position. McLean counters, and there goes Natas, head over heels, courtesy of a backdrop, and down goes Natas onto the hard concrete floor. And over the top ropes, McLean sucks up the pain and bouncing off the ropes, he's going airborne again. Running in security nails Natas, and Matt McLean is going for the win. Standing Sam up against the apron, McLean fires into the evil one with tough love chops to the chest. Again, 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 Natas is stunned and McLean is pushing him back into the ring. Following through the ropes is Matt McLean, and he's calling for a lion tamer and sinking the move in deep. Sam Natas appears to be in a very, very bad position, folks. Jesus, wait, what the hell? Oh my, folks, the biggest movie, there's a hand coming out of the top. Someone call animal control. Oh my God, it is. It's Sam Natas's dominatrix love slave. It's Miss Suck. Miss Suck has returned to WWE, and good Lord, oh no, Miss Suck, I don't want to kiss. Are you crazy? Slithering under the bottom ropes and into the ring, wearing a removable crotch leather outfit with her zipper mask with one eye shut, Miss Suck now has sledge, and she's running the extreme weapon between her legs. She's gonna hit McLean. Turning around, McLean releases the lion tamer, and Suck fires forward. McLean grabs a sledge in mid-swing, and Suck shakes her head powerbomb position. Natas yanks down. Oh, no. Counter by McLean. Counter by McLean. McLean reverses a triple six powerbomb into a reverse X-Factor. And hooking the leg, McLean has it won. One, two. Oh, my God. That bitch from hell just jumped on Matt McLean's back, stopping the count, and all hell has broken loose. Good Lord Almighty, did that crotch snap just become undone? Oh, no, suck, I don't want to see that. That'll give me nightmares for months. Samir by McLean on sucking. Hey, Matt, she deserves a crotch cover. Get out of there before you get infected. Boot to the stomach of Suck and locking his arms on into point break cross face position. Miss Suck pounds the canvas, but Matt McLean will not let go. Matt McLean has snapped. He has missed Suck in the breaking point cross face, and I don't believe it. Natas can't help Suck. Natas is in a bond. Down the aisle and diving into the ring comes the defender of women, ugly or not. It's Daryl Bazov and McLean sees him. He releases the breaking point crippler crossface on Suck, and he misses Bazov with a charging clothesline. Booked to the stomach of McLean by Bazov, and the boy wonder softens up the crippler, and he sends him into the ropes courtesy of a hard Irish whip. Off the rebound and into the middle of the ring. Oh, Bazov blaster to the face of Matt McLean, and down goes the crippler, hitting the canvas like a sack of dirt. McLean has been bested by Daryl Bazov for a second time tonight, and that's not going to make the crippler happy. Into the ring comes Michael Stuffer as the referee is now repeatedly calling for the bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to Daryl Bazov's entering the ring, Sam Natas has been disqualified. Your winner of the bout by DQ, the crippler, Matt McLean.
What? That is complete nonsense. This is an anything goes match. You can't have a DQ in a match like... Oh my God, Natas is up and he's got the sledgehammer. Oh, but security has flooded the ring. Daryl Bazov looks shocked. I don't know if Natas was going to hit Bazov, but if he was, I don't blame him. McLean is still out cold from that Bazov blaster, and Miss Suck is now writhing around the canvas, holding her shoulder. Up the aisle and being led into the back is a very cocky Daryl Bazov, and fans, something tells me when Daryl Bazov and Matt McLean meet on April 1st at the Grinder, it's gonna be an all-out war. Let's take a break and sort things out in the ring, because when we return, Chris Ross will be blindfolded, and his opponent will be none other than our former world heavyweight champion, Rick Righteous. We'll see you in a few. Oh my God! Somebody have any spray? I feel like I got Miss Suck all over me.